for the September 24th, 2019 City Council meeting. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all very much. And we will have, you ready for roll call, please?
Koch?
Here.
Transier?
Here.
Milshewski?
Here.
Clocher?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Chirulis?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
We have a quorum.
We have a full house. That's even better. Thank you all. Okay. Are there any amendments to the agenda? No. Okay. Any presentations? No. Is there any public hearings? No. Are there any citizen comments on agenda items? Please, state your name for the record, please. And if you want to state your position, that's up to you.
My position. My name is Jim Bateman. I'm the fire chief for the Bristol County Fire Department. I'm here to state the fire department's support for PZC 2019-16 and EDC 2019-38, which is the 2018 building and fire codes, primarily fire codes. It goes a long way to help with fire prevention and protection inside of buildings in Yorkville. I would, of course, being on the fire side, but I'd like to see every building in Yorkville have sprinkler systems, but we understand that it's cost prohibitive. And it's not really likely to happen out here, but the steps that we're taking in to get more building sprinklers is definitely going to help the citizens of the who visit Yorkville, live in Yorkville, but you know, and I'm going to be a little bit selfish here. It protects my firefighters that go in and fight these fires. So thank you very much for if you guys pass it. The other thing is, for the longest time, the fire district had a representative on the Planning and Zoning Commission for over 20 years. Lindblom was a member of that, and he was removed. I would like to see if there is another vacancy on the commission that you think about reaching out to the fire department and see if we can get a representative on there. Remember, whatever you build, whatever you put into this community, we have to protect. And it would be nice to maybe have a voice in there to figure out exactly getting that to help out as far as the fire goes. So one of the big ones that we've noticed out there now that's being put in some of the buildings, I'm sorry, I'm going off topic, but some of the single family residents in there, if you have any kids at home or have kids at home, you ask them what do you do if there's smoke in the house and you're in your bedroom. They'll tell you, we shut the door, we put something underneath the door, at the base of the door. Well, what they're putting in with the new HVAC systems is they're putting vents above the door into the hallway. So if there's smoke in the hallway, it's going to go into those bedrooms. So if somebody's trapped in the bedroom, they can't get out, and the only thing that's preventing them from dying from smoke inhalation is the wall and the door. We're just putting holes in the walls above the doors. So that's on the fire side. So once again, we appreciate you guys' support for the fire department. I've been in the position a little over a year, but have nothing but good wishes and things from the board and then from the citizens here. So once again, we support that PZC 2019-16 and EDC 2019-38. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any other citizen comments on agenda items? Seeing none, there's no consent agenda. We have some minutes to approve. In September 10th, 2019, is there a motion?
So moved. Second.
I don't know who that was. You picked that up? No. Again. Okay. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next thing, I think, Joel, you had something you wanted to add to.
Just something real quick, Mr. Mayor. Coming up on Saturday, October 5th, 2019, from noon to 9 p.m. at Riverfront Park, Yorktoberfest. Join the United City of Yorkville, Kiwanis Club, and Knights of Columbus in this year's Yorktoberfest on Saturday, October 5th, from noon to 9. It's a combination of the traditional German celebration of Oktoberfest with a special Yorkville twist. Enjoy a day filled with food, children's activities, live music, and everyone's favorite, the pumpkin pull. Musical entertainment starts at 3 with the John D. Hale Band. Then Coach Tim Gleason goes on at 5 to 6:30. And then the headliner for the evening is Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts from 7 to 9. We've got free family activities from noon to 4, including hay rides, pumpkin decorating, the haystack hunt, bounce houses, and then, of course, the traditional Halloween egg hunt, which takes place at 7 p.m. at Town Square. The pumpkin pull will be happening around 4:45, and then somewhere in there we're going to be having the second annual Yorktoberfest Stein holding competition, which is a little difficult because the glasses are plastic and they're limited in size. So the potential for winning is just through the roof if you can handle all of the different challenges within it. So we hope to see you down at Riverfront Park from noon to 9 on Saturday, October 5th for the second annual Yorktoberfest. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Anyone else have anything? Should be a good time. Okay, next we have bill payments for approval. The following bills. I'm looking for a motion. For vendors, for $712,021.43. For payroll, engine 9619, $282,414.57. For a grand total of $994,436.00. Even number.
So moved.
Chuck Cope, second by Peterson. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Mayor's report. I have several items that are not listed as well as several items that are listed. First, I want to start with saying that the old jail, we had the closing yesterday, so the city no longer owns that, so thank you all for your support on that. Thank you, Kathy and Bart. He put a lot of time into that, and I know he's told me he feels like he has all this free time now, so.
I don't think so.
So thank you all for that. That was a good thing. It's going to be good. And my understanding is we're going to start working on the roof, I think, next week, so. Yeah, it's excellent. Next thing, as you probably know, I don't think we've had council meetings since Mill Road was paved. So Mill Road paved. They did shoulders. I don't know if they did striping yet. I wasn't on it today. Or
I think they did.
Did they? Okay, they might have done it today or yesterday. And the chief and I took a tour of it just to make sure it was satisfactory. And boy, it's perfect for going 45 miles an hour. No more. But that was done. A couple of awesome things there. And then the other thing, too, is I don't know if you all got the email or not, but one of our police officers, Officer Ketchmark, was able to save somebody, a person who overdosed over the weekend with Narcan, and we were able to save a life there. So kudos to the staff, and I appreciate you letting us know that too. So it's always good when we can do good things. So thank you. So those are the non-listed items. Now for the listed items, speaking of the old jail, we have a resolution approving the old jail license agreement for maintenance access to the city parking lot. Is there a motion to approve 2019-57?
So moved.
Second. Okay, anyone have any questions? Bart, you want to give like a 30-second or 15-second explanation?
Yep. The backyard north building is very shallow. It's now privately owned. And we've got more feet before we get to the retention wall. So this allows the jail owner access to the city side of the lot to be able to put up a bucket truck and some ladders to be able to do maintenance on the building.
And this goes for the length of the construction?
Correct.
Let me ask you this. I guess I hadn't contemplated this. Probably should have asked this a while ago. But so they get construction done in 18 months, 24 months. What if in 6 years they need to do a repair? Does this allow them to have access on?
No, we'll give them another one.
Okay.
I mean, it's understood they will most likely come to the city for a permit anyway. So there'd be no reason for any city to deny them to approve
okay.
the property.
Perfect. Any questions? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Sweet. Thank you so much. Next is the Road to Better Roads program for FY21. Approval of streets. Eric or Brad, does one of you want to give a brief explanation on this? Actually, let me ask for a motion first. I don't know if we need a motion on this.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Who made the second over here? Frieders. It was Transgender Frieders. Okay, now, please, go ahead.
Sure. So this is our annual program we try to put together in the fall. In order for Brad and his team to be able to put plans together for early 2020 bid, so we're ready to go by May 1st of the new budget year for road construction. This coming year, we selected the key road from the post office to Kennedy Road and then all of White Oak. And then subsequent years, we have other, as you can see, we have all the other 4 years out here as well. We did add some funds to the program this year based on the increase in the NFT that was passed as part of the tax increase on the gas tax earlier this year. So.
Questions?
Just got one more. So the selection process for their list, did we just pull out the data from the study or did we incorporate, I know we talked with Public Works this spring about some other caveats, maybe like, you know, workload, road load, or something like that, safety issues?
Correct, absolutely. We looked at all those factors. We looked at the scoring ranking, and then in the case of White Oak, I think Norway Circle scored a little higher than some of the other streets, but since we're there and it's close, we will get all the streets over there. That's what we're trying to accomplish, get everything in and out.
And when did we think Greenbrier would be in?
I think Greenbrier was in 2021, I believe, or 2022. But again, we have that increase in the MFT funds that we didn't plan for all those use of those funds. So there's still some in reserve, and we can add or subtract as needed, and possibly add extra roads. We usually bid extra roads every year, hoping for good pricing.
Mr. Funkhauser?
Are any of these roads that we have for the coming year, do they contemplate underground capital improvements?
This is strictly going to be grinding pay. We did add a little extra striping for various roads throughout town as well.
Do you think we'll have any roads that come through as capital projects with road and underground?
Elizabeth Street.
Elizabeth, okay.
Elizabeth Street's a big project this year.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions? Can we have a roll call, please?
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have an extension, a 6-month extension of the original 6 months for the administrator's appointment agreement. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
And here, second by Koch, was it? I think.
Frieders.
Frieders, I'm sorry. Mr. Koch, I'm sorry. Any questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your support. Next, we have, honestly, I don't remember what this one was. Can I have a motion for 2019-60, the motor fuel tax compliance review number 66 for January 1st, 2018 through April 30th, 2019?
So,
wow, that's awesome. I think I heard Peterson and Milshewski. I don't remember what this is.
Point of order, no motion necessary?
Correct. It's an informational item.
Oh, that's
the state requires us to present you with MFT reconciliations every so often.
But everyone agrees. So you could have taken it if you wanted.
No, I'm going to let him win once in a while. So. I'm what?
You were on a roll.
I was on a roll. I thought you said I'm honorable. I'm like, oh, I appreciate that too. I've been called a lot worse. I know last Friday it was by a few people. And Thursday. Okay, well, good. Thank you. So we don't need to vote on that, but thank you for your support on that. Okay, the next we have, okay, this is a fun one. 2019-61, Ordinance Amending Title III, Chapter 2 of the Code of Ordinances Imposing Municipal Cannabis Retailers Occupation Tax. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
I heard Koch and Funkhauser. Okay, so what this is, I'll try my best. We still have to do all the ordinances and the stuff for employment, But the state has a deadline, this House explained to me, that we need to get in, if we anticipate taxing this before next July 1st, we need to get this into the state by the end of the month. Otherwise, we miss out a whole 6 months potentially of taxing. So all this says is if we pass an ordinance which allows somebody to come in town and somebody comes into town and opens up, this allows us to collect the tax. And I don't think anyone here said they're opposed to collecting the tax if something comes in town.
Can I give you the technical?
As long as it's quick.
The law actually says that if you pass this cannabis tax on or before June 1, it'll become effective in September of 2020. It is very offensive to the counties and the municipalities, and so the reason this tax is before you tonight is it is our understanding that the discrepancy between the state being able to collect the tax as of January 1 and then postponing the municipality until later will be corrected in the veto session in October. So for that reason, there's two reasons to do this. Reason number one is if you proceed to authorize the dispensing of cannabis, but also to put our voices in the group that says, wait a minute, why does the state get taxes 9 to 10 months before we do? Then we wouldn't get it for a year, because if we start in September, we wouldn't get the taxes till at least January of 2021.
So I was kind of right, but you get the gist of it.
You are totally right.
Oh, okay.
But technically, we really want to make a point of this. Even if you don't want dispensary.
Any questions? Dan.
What was the logic in setting the tax at the highest legal rate possible? 3%.
I heard nobody objected to
the tax product. I just want to know why. Because the state lets us do it, we're going to do it at 3%?
Well, we actually would get 2% sales tax on top of that.
Plus, right.
Yes. Because I heard everyone say we should do it for the money, and so that was my recommendation.
Okay.
And if you think we should do less, I'm open to that discussion, but I'll tell you I think you're wrong.
Fair enough.
And we've
you can always go down.
Some other towns have already passed theirs for the 3%.
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone pass for less than
3%. I heard Aurora did. Aurora did 2%. They want to be more competitive.
There's another town, I think, somewhere way south, way north. Somewhere far away.
I heard it was Aurora.
God bless them. Any other questions? Good question. Roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And then further on that, staff's been gathering some information on what other municipalities are doing. We're looking at our other ordinances, and we plan on having some discussion at, is it October 8th, 9th? 8th. So we're moving forward. There's a lot to gather, and it's, as you can imagine, it's moving quickly. So. Okay, is that the end of my report? I feel like I've shortchanged y'all today. We'll go on to Public Works Committee. I see there's no report.
No report.
Sweet. EDC?
No report.
Ooh. Public Safety Committee report?
No report.
We have a couple items. Do you want to do those?
We have some items on
the agenda. But you have no report. Okay. Do you want me to do those or do you want to do those?
Pardon?
Do you want me to do those or do you want to do those?
Do you want me to do those or do you want me?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Okay. So we have three items. First is PS 2019-29 resolution authorizing the sale and transfer for personal property owned by the city squad cars. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second? By Poulter was that? Okay.
Freeders.
Freeders.
Jeez. I'm going to bite my tongue. So what do we have? How many cars?
21. 22.
That we're selling?
No, I'm talking.
Oh. I'm sorry. Yeah, I meant for this.
I missed the sale.
The sale and transfer. No, I meant for this item. Jesus, we're going right into the leasing right away, and we haven't talked about it. Squad 2 and Squad 7?
Correct.
I heard that. Okay. Any questions on that? Okay, roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milczewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Next we have PS 2019-30, or up to 30, resolution authorizing the sale and transfer of personal property owned by the city police department equipment. Is there a motion for that?
So moved.
Second. That was Milczewski and Funkhauser. It wasn't Frieders. It was Funkhauser. Okay. Well, this is just random stuff. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Was this the one that includes bicycles and some old scanners? Okay. Excellent. Any questions? Nope. Roll call, please.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milczewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you. We're just rolling along. Next, we have PS 2019-32, an ordinance amending Title 3, Chapter 3. Of the Code of Ordinances, creating a new liquor license class and fee. Bring your own. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Second by?
Second.
Frieders. Okay.
Second.
Excellent. So this, you want to give a brief explanation, or should I let Bart?
Bart. Bart can handle it.
Thank you.
We're creating a supplemental license class.
Put you on the spot.
It will allow up to one semi-private event per month for bring your own beer or wine to an event. The license fee is $50. I anticipate that there will probably only be one establishment in town that will take part. That's Flight. We would ask for it originally. And it will go through our normal license application procedures after they apply.
Questions? The one thing is, this is going to be, is it $50 more than a comparable license? Is that what it was?
Correct.
Okay. Roll call, please. I'm so sorry.
How are we going to track when they have events? Do we come up with something?
Haven't thought that through just quite yet, but I would imagine that we would probably just, you know, ask them in a meeting or in an email to give us the event dates and then track it from there. So their initial comment to me was that they anticipate only doing two or three probably a year. But they can see it most that they would get to once a month. So I don't think it'll be a burden for a few years at least.
Other questions? I'm sorry about that. Roll call, please.
Transier?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milczewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Awesome. Admin report. Mr. Funkhauser.
Make a motion to approve a resolution approving an amendment to the United States Yard Club Employee Manual Deficit Policy and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Was it? No, it was Frieders, wasn't it? Yeah, he pointed to Vulture. I'm like, I know that wasn't Vulture. He doesn't say that much. Okay, questions on this? This allows for up, is it up to 200 hours per year? So it's pretty nominal. Okay, roll call, please.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milczewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Make a motion to approve the monthly treasurer's report for August 2019.
Second.
I was looking the other way. Second by Milczewski. Any questions on this? Roll call, please.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milczewski?
Aye.
Oh, sorry.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Motion carries.
So that's great. That's just classic joke. Yes, that's fair. Okay, park board, anything from the park board? Nope. Okay. Planning and Zoning Commission. We have several items. First is PZ EDC 2019-16 and EDC 2019-38, ordinance adapting by reference certain building, mechanical, plumbing, energy, conservation, fire, fuel, gas, property maintenance, residential existing building, swimming pool, and accessibility codes, regulating and governing the construction conditions and maintenance of all property, buildings, and structures in the city, allowing the mayor and the clerk to sign. I'll let it be. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Bill Shesky. That was Poacher. Yes. Okay. Questions? Comments? Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Next is PZC 2019-9 and EDC 2019-23, the Downtown Form-Based Code and Streetscape Master Plan, with the ordinance amending the Yorkville Zoning Ordinance by adding Downtown Overlay District. An ordinance approving the Streetscape Master Plan for the Downtown Overlay District. This is for discussion only. We will not vote on this evening. So, how do you want to kick this off? I'm looking to you for direction, Mr. Olson.
Sure, I can give you the elevator speech part of the presentation and then turn it over to Christy for some of the more technical. This has been discussed in various committees over the past year and a half. The intent of it is to approve a design guideline and manual and some, I guess, proactive development approval procedures such that in the future, a developer can come to us and have a shortened review staff approval process prior to development. So it lets developers know what we like about properties and what we don't like about properties in advance of their actually coming to us. Chrissy's got a nice memo that goes through all the details. She can answer any questions that you have. In particular, there was some feedback received after the last PC meeting. One lot west of 47, north of Van Emmon, between Van Emmon and Hydraulic, where the property owners have stated that the designation of that one lot as a D Street lot will allow, in their mind, two intense residential development to the west of that street. And so there's a proposal in there if we wanted to change that designation from a B Street, which would allow generally three to four story apartment or condo or townhouse buildings to the west of the street to a B Street residential, which would allow only detached single family row houses that we can then bring that material back. But if not, as drafted currently, it would permit two to three story, three and a half story apartment in that block. So
this is on the west.
West side of South Main Street. At the east side of South Main Street is currently a business district zone property. So both the house and the AT&T property to the north could sell, and the developer could come in and put up a six-story office building or business building under our current zoning codes. And so generally that has been reduced in scope and intensity under the form-based code, but that current authorization doesn't exist.
Mayor? Please, Mr. Frieders.
I thought that was a good comment. Just like everything that we kind of talk about, sometimes you don't have full grasp of what the implications of a particular plan or set of instruction might be until you get either just past the finish line or just about to touch it. So I thought the recommendation for the B Street residential was a good one. I know that if I lived there, you have like images of the movie Up where there's that little house, this huge little building next to it. So I think it's a good suggestion. So is that something that we can make a motion on that today? Or is that something you want to re-prepare the information and bring back?
I think the intent was to just have the discussion that I thought out in a future meeting. So as long as I see a majority of dotting heads on that, we can amend the plan to reflect that and bring it back to the next meeting.
So as we do the bobblehead thing?
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. I've seen pizza.
Yeah, if I can object, that proposal was actually presented in the packet as an order, so it's already done.
Yeah.
If you want to proceed that, we can bring it back with that.
questions and or comments?
Thank you for considering that, because that's been a sticking point why I don't like this plan. I think Denise, that already was commercial, and anything could go there, but it's putting it into a residential neighborhood where there's a lot of older homes, and I just didn't envision, as we talked about, we see some large building going out in there, so
I that. Other questions or comments? Now, Christy, just to be clear, I'll wait. Oh, that's the chief.
Take the phone.
Well, anyway, you can take it. I'll just wait so that we don't interrupt their call. So, the residential B, is that what this is?
Correct. So, right now, that strip of Main Street is considered B Street. We have a commercial component.
Okay.
So, the proposal is to make that strip of that block a B Street residential. So, there's only two land uses that could go on that B Street residential, which would be a civic building, which would be something that an institution or the city would put up,
okay,
or a single family detached. We call them yard houses because it's a single family home with yard on all sides.
Oh, it's a single family. It's not like a duplex or something.
Correct. It's not a duplex.
Is that now the rest of the? I don't have my map in front of me. Left it in my office. The rest of the west side of Main Street, all that other light blue in there, what does that allow in there?
The same. So it would be all B Street residential.
Okay.
The only commercial component would face hydraulic.
Okay. Other questions or comments? Mr. Funkhauser? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm trying to find the page. There's two things I don't know. I think the gentleman was here. We still have the old post office on one of the exhibits, and the rec building, old second building, are not indicated as being city property. They still have the wrong color poking out. Can't find the page right now.
We'll try it then.
Sure.
Was this the report the gentleman presented? The one who said he didn't want to come out here again without me.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure I had the right person in mind.
Street gate master plan.
Yeah.
All
my phone number says H560. But I brought that up that those get the wrong color plans and they should just have them corrected.
We'll get those fixed. Correct. We'll get those fixed. So I have another question on this. Does this plan dictate setbacks for properties or not?
So, unlike traditional zoning that dictates a setback from the property line, this encourages a build to line. So, we want the buildings to be as close to the property line to create a sense of place and not have parking in front of the commercial building.
Okay, so here's one thing I will say, I have no idea how this is addressed in here. And if it's not, it should be. We've got the old bank that the city owns. Eventually, my guess is that building is going to be torn down. That needs to come back so people can see up 47. It is very dangerous. It's a no right turn now. Maybe eventually that would be pulled back if people could see. So whatever we have in the plan, we need to make sure that building comes back so visibility is better.
Sure.
So is that addressed in there or not?
It can be. So you have a build to, depending on how the building is oriented, build to front 47 as opposed to Bannon, just on how the building.
So I'll say this. I don't care where the building faces. I want it in there so that building has to come back whenever it's built. Okay? So however we need to do that, I want to make sure that's in there. Because that's the only time we're going to need to address that is when that building comes down and a new one's put up. So.
So what if instead of tearing it down when they remodel it, like so then it would be irrelevant.
It would be irrelevant, but yeah, if it's ever torn down.
Yeah. We have some additional discretion too, just because we are, so we can, either put on a title or.
Yeah, I think that's a safety hazard and that needs to be addressed.
It would be reviewed as part of the site plan review process. That would be
I'd still like it in the plan. Mr. Funkhauser, you had your finger waving.
For that, I think site triangle is still very relevant to intersections. That's one thing that we don't actually have within this document. We do have the, I'm looking at each resident 0 to 15 feet, but if we did that on every corner or even in a residential, that's the purpose of site triangles. As long as it's referenced at some point, I'm good with that. One thing I've noticed is we went through and we made some height changes. I see that we've added the street being residential. But all of our maximum building heights throughout are still 80 feet. Regardless of if it's a three-story, four-story, five, or six-story, the max building height is 80 feet. It doesn't scale to the height of the building, or to the story of the building. And I understand we're allowing for architectural elements, towers, those kind of things, but I think when we're saying you have a three-story building and you're still allowing 80 feet, I think that's too much. I think that should be brought down.
Giving up some oversight, you are. There are still some types of uses that defining the contextual look of the neighborhood or the downtown character of this plan. So there's nothing in staff's opinion that you're giving up, because you're giving me direction ahead of the developer coming in. So you're setting the tone for the developer to understand what it is you're looking for in the downtown. So if you have those comments where you're not comfortable, then we will put them in the plan so that we can out forward a vision of what the downtown is, not just here's some regulations in a box, you fill in what you think it should look like.
I would add two things to that. One, that fear should already exist under current zoning laws. Christy kind of touched on that, and we talked about that in the EDC committee, but a lot of those properties in downtown are already zoned B2 and B3, so somebody can come in. It might be difficult for them to meet traditional development standards and stuff before they have to ask us for something. They could pull a building permit, tear down the building, and go six stories up. So, you know, the fact that that hasn't occurred, the market isn't there yet, obviously, so I don't think that will, you know, happen overnight. Two, while the TIF is in place, it really behooves the developer to come to us, have a conversation, even with this in place, to say, is there anything that I can do to make the building exactly what you want and get some TIF assistance out of it? So I know that might not be, you know, everybody's favorite concept in the world, but I think that that gives the developer the incentive to come to us and have the conversation with us before just pulling a building permit and having something show up that we don't like.
Mr. Culp?
Kind of Jeffy said, our fire department has a certain restriction, right? Because I thought that, like, we could go much higher than some of the buildings in, over by Menards, the hotel and the other one. And I thought the fourth story was pushing that in there, too, of the...
No, we spoke with the fire district. At one point, when the old zoning code, which predated that, located in 2014, there, you had a maximum downtown, 35 feet, you had a maximum 80 feet. Now, at that time, due to, they didn't have the vehicle
right.
to go higher. That's not the case anymore, and I represented from our fire district.
Okay. I guess that's what I thought that was fire thing is.
Yeah, and I think the Hampton Inn building is approximately 80 feet tall. When you get there, I think it was 70 to 75 in the world. We have the GC House building.
Yeah, I remember that came into play.
So, any other questions, Cameron? Mr. Funkhauser? Yes. Do you want to say something?
No, I mean, it sounds like the biggest hesitation and thought that I hear from the downtown part is the height of the buildings and the fact that it can go up to six stories. Obviously, nobody's built that other than you've got the grain elevator. But that seems to be the biggest kind of reservation. But like we said, it's allowed on somebody's sites already. I mean, somebody can come in with the grower beast and flip that and run it up six stories. As long as they can park it, they can build it. Basically, it's how the zoning works. You know, so that's been that reservation. That's why in EDC, that's why there was the restrictions to bring some of those areas down. If there was a way to have review on that, I think that would ease some concern. But then we're on something that's supposed to facilitate development, we're putting another hindrance on it. And that's where I personally am getting stuck, is yes, I would like to see it, I'd like to have feedback on it, but at the same time, I understand development, we're trying to make this easier, but then that concern of height brings in another layer of stifling potential development. You know, so I'm kind of in a stuck spot here. There are a lot of things I like about the plan, but that's one that I know is a sticking point and kind of a hindrance just because of the height element that none of us are sure what would happen. So, but it's already allowed by current zoning.
Anyone else have thoughts on the height? I mean, one way you can... I'll be careful how I say this. One possibility is you could have... anything above a certain height that has to come for review. So, to your point, it doesn't stifle most of the developments, but if you get something that's X number of feet high or more than four stories, then it does have to come here, and you could make that part of the plan.
Well, and like, see, I talked to Ethan about an EDC. You take, like, the east side where the FS property, I mean, that's an impetro on a neighborhood. But then you take, like, the bank site. Like you said, it's a sight line problem. Is it going to blend? You know, if you put a big
new building there, say that someday it holds up and it gets rebuilt, is that going to blend with our older building? You know, I guess there's certain sites, like the one that we've changed now to residential. You know, others, it's fine. You know, anything would be better than what's there now, and it's always been a commercial site, or you know, east to Houston and that area, that's always been a commercial. You know, so that height-wise, and it's downhill, so height-wise is not going to be such an impact to the area.
So we tried to address that in the performance code. Right now, you can build a straight building, hallway, block sunlight, block access to, you know, direct air. What we did was, after three stories, you're required to step the back. So it maintains some of the same sideline character of the street that is adjacent to an existing homes, but it will allow for more volume for development. So that was the compromise that we did.
So along the lines of the question of, are we allowing something if we approve this that isn't currently allowed, we've addressed the main street, so that's not going to be an issue. Are there other areas where we're expanding the potential use versus what's currently allowed now?
No, actually, for the most part, there's a chart in there where taking out uses that are compatible with downtown. So we're limiting the types of uses. We're limiting the square footage of commercial buildings. So if you have retail less than 8,000 square feet, and you get above that minimum requirement for you guys. So we're trying to tailor it to a smaller scale to fit the current feel of the downtown, but allow for more controlled volume rather than uncontrolled volume, which is giving you 8-foot backs and a 25-foot setback, and you go from there. We're trying to control the volume in a more concentrated, scaled way.
And we're not increasing the height that is allowed versus any current zoning?
Correct.
So that would address, I'm not saying people like it or not, but to Bart, your point, or maybe it was Chris, to your point, some of those things could happen now, and we wouldn't have any say on them. Somebody could turn a permit and say, you know what, I'm building a 6-story building. And now we might have a little more, not necessarily at the council level, but the staff level, we have a little more say in the design of the building. So there's some positives, too. So, Mr. Funkhauser?
So we're talking about the height and the setback. It's noted for after three stories, it's a 3-foot setback for the upper floors. What's the rationale behind 3 feet? Do we feel that that is sufficient to create enough
of 1 yard
fenestration on the building?
So, again, the depth of the building has been curtailed. So if you're trying to combine commercial first floor and any residential one floor, you do need that floor space, that floor area to maximize your return on investment to get enough units above. So that's why we only stepped it back 3 feet. That gives you a good jump through hallways and things of that nature, a good depth to work with to get a sufficient size apartment or even office.
But what if that's somewhat offset by our potential zero setback? I know currently some of the zoning districts have zero setbacks.
Sure, B1.
But we're outside of that scope in terms of what just B1 is. We're talking about other areas that we're giving them 0 to 15 feet. So you would kind of offset that by gaining that back.
You could potentially do that. We were trying to keep it as the minimum of 3 feet. It could be larger than that. We were trying to not constrain development too much to where we're boxing ourselves out of anything that could potentially go there. So we built in flexibility and we built in minimums so that we could get the desired product but still have developers be able to tailor whatever that final use is to the needs on the site.
Other questions, comments? Okay, we'll input some of these, and actually all these, and we'll bring it back in whatever, it's 2-3, it might be 3 weeks actually. But thank you all for the discussion. I appreciate that very much. And thank you, Christy, for answering all those questions. And you too, Bart, but she did most of the work. Excellent. Okay. The last item under Planning and Zoning Commission, and the highlight of the evening, is EZC 2019-20 and EDC 2019-64, an ordinance granting a front yard setback variance for the property located 208 East Main Street for a front porch. And please, Christy, could you explain to us why we need to do this?
Sure. So the property is really
interesting. Sure. Funkhauser, or Milchewski, Funkhauser. Sorry. That was Milchewski and Funkhauser with the motion second. Thank you.
The property is one of those unique properties in the traditional residential core of the city. And the property owners at one point decided they wanted to put a porch back on home that had existed in the late 1890s, I believe. And because of the setbacks, it's the older part of town, our zoning kind of pre-existed, these homes went in, they're at the maximum, actually closer than what the 30-foot setbacks have been. So they're looking to add a porch, which would just continue the same line that it originally had and is consistent with all the other homes in the area. So they moved a various process to reduce that setback from 30 to 20.
Questions, comments? Mr. Funkhauser?
I spent 5 years on the ZBA, and then while I've had my time here, this best exemplifies what I think a variance should be. Oh. This puts this piece of property back to what it used to be. And the intent is to do that. I think this is a great use of a variance.
Could we note that in the minutes, please?
Italics and underline.
Okay. No other questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very good. Thank you for waiting throughout the whole exciting meeting. Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, City Council report. Anyone? Joel, I know you had something.
I just have a quick update.
Okay. You told us about your Oktoberfest.
I already did that.
Okay.
I was going to use the accent, but I'm not going to do it. So we are coming towards the end of September, the Yorkville-sponsored National Suicide Prevention and Action Month proclamation. Before I came here this evening, Aurora adopted the proclamation at their city council meeting at 6. I found out, I was contacted last week by a Hinckley resident named Julie Morsch, who contacted the city council of Hinckley, and then they adopted it last night.
Nice.
So that's rock and roll. So that brought us up to 84 cities, 6 counties, and 21 different states. Talking about suicide and proactive mental health from an official capacity, which, in my opinion, is awesome. Tomorrow, myself and the CEO of Hope for the Day have a meeting with Wabanse Community College, so we're hopeful about some more programming opportunities out this way. And also, thanks again to Chief Jensen. We had our second training with the entire Yorkville Police Department last Tuesday, so every single officer in Yorkville has had a conversation not just about the well-being of their constituents and the people they serve, but also taking care of their own upstairs. So, again, super inspired by your guys' officers. Also, I know that we've talked about it publicly. It's been around, but the day before the first training, we had an example of an officer in Yorkville leading with dignity and giving humanity as his first step towards helping a young girl who was in crisis. So if you aren't thankful to live in Yorkville because of your low taxes, you should be thankful because your cops are humans. So I'm honored to be here. So thank you very much. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Anything else for City Council report? City Clerk's report?
No report.
Awesome. Community and liaison reports? None. Staff report? Anyone else? Okay. Additional business? Anything?
Nope.
Anyone else? Mr. Peterson.
I just want to say a big thank you to Chief Jensen and Eric Deuce on behalf of myself, my family, all the Bottom Creek residents. They were very instrumental in changing our crosswalk. School safety has been a big thing that I've been a part of since coming on council. And that's one thing that I wanted them to look at and focus on, is moving the crosswalk so the children can cross the street safely. And they did so, and they did a great job and expeditiously, so that it's actually up and running today. So I've had a lot of people People reach out to me via social media, text, phone, in person, at the school, and pick up and drop off, and they were really, really happy. So I want to say thank you guys. You guys did a great job. I want to make sure you got it.
It sounds like that's all my staff did a great job getting ready.
Awesome. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Citizen comments? Any citizen comments? Yep, if you have some comments to make, all we ask is you state your name for the record, please.
Absolutely. My name is Mike, and I've not been to one of these meetings before, so I'm not sure, you know, the format and how you go about this. But I just had a couple of questions. One of the questions I had was around the sale of marijuana in Northville. And, you know, I saw it in the newspaper that it talked about, you know, you guys had, you know, talked about the pros and cons, discussed, and I was wondering, are those available, like in the meeting minutes, are those available to the public? What you guys discussed as far as what you thought was good about it and what you thought was bad about it?
I believe the audio tapes are still available, aren't they?
Yeah, the audio tapes are on the website.
Yeah.
Those are on the website?
Yes. Yeah, you can listen to the actual conversation.
Okay, great. The other, thank you, that helps. The other thing I wanted to ask about was how you guys came to the decision, because I saw it today, actually, Mr. Mayor, respectfully, there's a quote for you that the city is doing what the general population has expressed. And I was just curious how you guys came to that conclusion that the general population wants to sell marijuana in Yorkville.
Fair question. I'll be glad to talk to you afterwards. It's not like a give and take session, so.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. I didn't know how this worked.
That's fine. No, yeah, I'll be glad to talk to you afterwards.
That'd be great. Those are the two things I had. And I guess the question would be, you know, Yorkville also, Sugar Grove actually had a survey that they sent out to get the opinions and the positions for the people in their city. And I was just wondering, you know, I hadn't seen anything, so I didn't know how you came to that. So I would look forward to talking with you.
I look forward to talking to you as well.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Any other citizen comments? No need for executive session. I hope no one is disappointed. At 7:59, is there a motion to adjourn?
Okay. Second.
I heard over here, Frieders, and I think it's close. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Answer that voice.
By one, I think it was.
Thank you very much.